Andy Summers Show on XTU. One thing that makes us all get along, Andy, is our shared love of food.
Yes. Yummy. Oh, my gosh. And there is a new sandwich coming out from a place that, like, I don't frequent, but I will tell you that I think they have the best chicken sandwiches ever when it comes to fast food. And I know that I'm not alone in that because way back when, meaning I don't know exactly when it was, like a year ago, it was probably right around a year ago, they actually ran out of them and people were waiting in line for hours to get those Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Remember, people were going crazy. Wasn't there a woman like in a Mercedes who rammed into the drive-through post just to cut in front of people?
Just would cut in front of people. Yeah. So Popeye's is testing a new chicken sandwich. This one will be topped with pickles, barbecue sauce, bacon, and cheddar cheese. And that sounds bonkers. And I say, Popeyes, way to go. Way to go on bringing the chicken sandwich to another level.
Yeah, because I remember you, for, you know, a minute anyway, held off on the hype last year. But then you went and did it. And it was worth it. Yeah.
It was so worth it. They're worth waiting in line. I mean, especially when your friend Jane is the one who's getting them. And she waited for 40 minutes because then I didn't have to. But, I think that they were amazing. And every time I see a Popeyes now, I'm so tempted to go. But I try not to eat the fast food because I know that it makes me not feel well. And I like food too much to, like, then surpass the following meal because I'm still not feeling well for lunch.
Right. You feel great for the 40 seconds while you're shoving the food in your mouth. But then the rest of the day.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. It's that it tastes so good, you end up eating it so fast. And that's what gives you, I'm sure that's all that gives you the indigestion.
And wherever you live, like, we all seem to have those stretches of one road somewhere where there's like five or six fast food places all lined up. So, Andy, if you come to that long stretch of fast food restaurants, which one do you pull into?
I mean, if it's right. So
does it depend on what mood you're in, or do you have a go-to for your cravings?
I would say, I would say the place that I most often will pull into would be a Starbucks, because I'm also, on top of getting one of their sandwiches that I enjoy from Starbucks, I will also indulge in a s'mores frappuccino.
Oh, I forgot. You do have that weakness, don't you?
Yeah. But if it's not summer, then, oh my gosh, there's so many choices.
It's tough, right? Because none of them are bad choices.
They're not bad. They're not bad choices. If I'm going for a burger, I'm going Wendy's. If I'm going for a chicken sandwich, usually I'm doing Chick-fil-A. Like, even though I loved that Popeye's chicken sandwich so much, I don't come across them often enough that I pop in there. And it intimidates me. Because I've never actually been in one.
The tough thing, the tough thing is limiting what you buy. Because I'm by myself, but I look at the menu, and the reason you're stopping for fast food is usually you are hungry or hangry right then and there, and your eyes are much bigger than your stomach. So,
and you can't wait till you get home, and you don't even want to wait to make a decision. No. It's like, there's a place, I'm stopping. All right, where is it for you?
For me, would Five Guys count? I don't know if Five Guys counts.
They don't have a drive-thru. Maybe we have to limit it to drive-thrus.
Okay, yeah, because my problem with that is, I'm getting the burger, but the fry size is my problem. Because a regular size fries is perfect for a human. But their fries are so good, I want to get the large fries and just eat that and then save the burger for later.
And don't they serve them in those big paper bags?
Yeah, those giant paper bags.
So it's a lot. It's a lot of fries. That is a lot of fries. But maybe that's the deciding factor. So listen, we want to throw this out to you as we continue our discussion on fast food. Where do you go and what are you ordering? And what is the deciding factor for you at 215-263-6700? Because, Dave, part of the – I mean, I think the fries – make a big difference, like, and also the Frosty at Wendy's might be the deciding
factor.
You're
throwing that extra curveball.
Or maybe you really enjoy the milkshake from Chick-fil-A. They've got amazing milkshakes over there. Right. Like, I don't know. What is it for you?
I'm so hungry. 215-263-6700.
Fresh squeeze.
Age-free.
Now with more fiber.
The Andy Summers Show.
The best way to start your day.
Weekday mornings on 92.5 XTU.
So as we do often, Andy and I are talking about fast food. Connie, what is your go-to?
McDonald's for sweet tea.
Okay. So are you just getting the sweet tea, or what are you indulging in? What are you eating when you go to McDonald's?
If the French fries are fresh and hot, salty, those two.
But sometimes it's hit or miss,
Do you ever ask? Yeah, I was going to say, do you ask if they're fresh?
You can. And then they will be.
Oh, right. Connie, you are so smart. Such a wise woman.
You are good,
Connie.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling up. Stephanie, we're talking fast food. What's your go-to?
My go-to is Sonic.
Oh, Sonic!
I never thought of Sonic.
Oh, there aren't enough of them. So talk to us about Sonic. What are you getting? Because their menu is so diverse.
So I always go for, like, the strawberry slush because, you know, who doesn't want, like, a water ice in the form of a drink? Yeah. My husband always goes for basically, like, the milkshakes, like the blast that they have. Mm-hmm. And he loves their french fries, but I have to go with their popcorn chicken or chili cheese tater tots.
The tots are bonkers. The tots are bonkers at Sonic, especially when you're going to top them. I mean, chili cheese tots, you just won the day, I think, Stephanie.
That's the thing. They have something for every mood. So when it's like, I don't know, like when you're not 100% sure what you want, you can always find something. So it's perfect. But
the problem is then you end up ordering way too much. I mean, because how do you say no to those onion rings, too? Those are so delicious.
Exactly. They are delicious.
Yeah, and even something simple like their corn dogs are fantastic.
Yep.
Really? Oh, I never had have the corn
dog. They even have the Coney Island hot dogs that you get, like, with the chili cheese, like, their chili and stuff on them, too.
Stephanie, do you know if they're open at 7:21 in the morning? Because we are all very hungry right
they
now.
They have breakfast, Dave. They're open.
They do? Oh,
yes.
I honestly have no idea what time they open. This is usually on my way home from work, especially on a hot day, because I'll get the strawberry slush.
Oh, gosh.
You are a wise, wise woman, Stephanie. Thank you for educating us.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.